Good morning. This is Mdundo Newspaper Review, 2nd of February 2023. Here's a review of what the front pages of newspapers in Nigeria are saying today. Starting off with Daily Times, the presidency has reacted to the recent statement by Kaduna State Governor Nasir El-Rufai, where he alleged that some elements in the presidential villa were working against the presidential candidate of the APC, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Answering questions from State House correspondents after the federal executive meeting at the presidential villa, Minister of Culture and Information, Lai Mohammed, said the president is committed to free and fair elections and will not favor any candidate over the other, irrespective of their political party. And still on Daily Times, a pastor in Ondo State, Paul Oyewole, has been arraigned before the state's magistrate court for faking his debt. The pastor had borrowed 3 million naira from a member of his church, and in a bid to avoid paying back, he sent a fake credit alert to his creditor and also posted fake obituary posters of himself on WhatsApp and other social media platforms. Presiding magistrate Mrs. Mosumola Ikujuni granted the defendant bail to the sum of 1 million naira with two credible sureties. And moving on to the Sun, the Federal High Court in Abuja has granted an application by IPOB leader Nnamdi Kanu to apply for an order of mandamus compelling the DSS to allow him to have uncontrolled access to his medical doctors. And coming from the Nation, the INEC office and a police station in Ojoto and Nobi Idemilisa local government area of Anambra State were attacked yesterday. Confirming the incident, police spokesperson Tochukwu Ikenga said the hoodlums came at 1:45 a.m. with four unmarked Sienna vehicles armed with IEDs, petrol bombs, and other explosives. He also said that the Anambra State Police Command has reinforced security deployment in the state. Sadly, a 16-year-old relative of a serving policeman died from the attack, while another 15-year-old girl sustained injuries and is currently receiving treatment. Moving on to the Punch, the Labour Party and the New Nigeria People's Party, NNPP, have reiterated that their candidates have no plans whatsoever to step down for PDP's presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar. Atiku had in a recent interview with BBC Hausa disclosed that talks were ongoing between him and the Labour Party and NNPP candidates. Still on the Punch, following the scarcity of new Naira notes, residents of border communities in Sokoto, Zamfara, Katsina, Adamawa and Kwara State have opted to use the CFA franc for transactions. Findings by The Punch reveal that businessmen and traders in Zumi and Shinkafi local government areas of Zamfara State now prefer selling their goods in CFA due to fear that they might not get the new Naira notes. And finally from Daily Trust, Rivers State government has withdrawn the approval given to PDP's presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar to use the Adoki Amasemeka Stadium in the state for his presidential campaign. The campaign was scheduled to hold on the 11th of February 2023, with Governor Wike giving his approval a couple of weeks ago, but now the approval has been revoked.